A word for you from John chapter 20, verses 10 to 14. Then the disciples went back again to their lodging places, but Mary remained standing outside the tomb sobbing. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to a woman, "Why are you sobbing?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." On saying this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. This scene at the tomb finds the two disciples and Mary seeking Jesus. They found linen cloths and the burial napkin, but their Lord not. Peter and John, being convinced that he had risen, they contentedly returned to their homes. But Mary remained. She wanted Jesus, not just an empty tomb, and so she wept, stooping to look into the tomb. And behold, she saw the two angels, which the disciples hadn't seen. Had they suddenly appeared? Maybe. The angels were appearing to the one who was passionate about Jesus' passion. They spoke to her, and seeing the desire of her heart, Jesus himself was standing there. There are certainly things which we are passionate about. You can hear it when we speak. You listen when he talks about his pet theme. You can't stop him. But as Mary, is Christ crucified and risen, the passion of our life? Is the Lord of the passion, the chief passion of our souls? This is something which we need to look at carefully, because Mary was a blessed woman. She was intent on her purpose. She wanted her Lord, and her Lord only. Even angels in dazzling white was not enough for her. She wanted the Lord, who was the passion of her life. And may we ask at this time, is he our chief passion above all other passions which we may have?